And our guest tonight, Dr. Lewis Turey. We'll be back with Lewis in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. While ironically like the great prophet Nostradamus, whom we talked about earlier with John Hogue, Dr. Lewis Turey was born and raised in Provence, France. Following four incredible solid UFO experiences, he was influenced to rekindle Nostradamus' methods of divine astrology, and he spent many years reviving the seer's rare Kabbalistic healing methods. He has been on this program before. He has had an incredible hit rate of accurate predictions, and we're going to talk to him about the fires in Southern California as well as some other issues. Lewis, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I am doing just phenomenal, apart from that yesterday I was in San Diego.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. What a sight. I was invited to do a live show Sunday, early afternoon. And, of course, I, on the air, as always, as you know my work, I prepared everybody to be ready for a lot of wind and a lot of fire because the dragon moved into Leo, which is a fire sign. And my dad, who came from France, is helping me to rebuild, to remodel my home, was driving around with my friend because he doesn't speak English, and I was doing my show. And 2 hours later, the show went phenomenally well, by the way, as always. We decided to, to stay the night in L.A. And then very early in the morning, I said to my dad, okay, we're going to go to San Diego. We're going to go to Warm Springs because I have a friend who is an investor out there, and we can spend some good time in the spa. So here we are. It's 5:30 in the morning. My dad and I, we're jumping on my truck, and we are going high five south. And outside of Los Angeles already, as the sun started to raise up, all the sky were red. Oh, my gosh, something is wrong. Something must be wrong. I had absolutely no idea that my very predictions of loss of wind and fire was actually taking place.
See, because you don't know what is going to happen. You only know when it's going to happen, right?
Exactly. No, actually, I have it. This time I was very precise.
You were, okay.
On the show. I actually, I don't know if you remember, but on your Secret Door guest on March 22nd, I clearly told you that...
Lewis, I could barely remember last week. You want me to remember back in March?
But you can go on your own website and trace it back to March 22nd.
Okay.
And read that I said that the dragon's tail, which is very negative, was going to move into the sign of Leo, and that would produce tremendous, tremendous weather and, of course, fire. And that is in the show. That's what I told you then. And I repeated myself, and I actually insisted. And all you listeners, by going to my website, they can click on that link and hear the two-hour show that I did and all the explanation that I gave about this terrible, terrible disaster. But anyway, as I said, we were going to San Diego, and in full faith that we were going to have a good day. And as the more we drove High 5 South, the more the sky gets really, really dark. And usually I said to my dad, we're going to have the sun in our face. It's very hard to drive with the sun in our face, but we didn't have much of the sun. We saw that red sun pretty much all along. Then finally, the traffic gets really, really heavy. And at Del Mar, just before Del Mar, I called one of my ex-girlfriends who lived in the area. And she answered me, and she goes, oh my gosh, Louis, I just got a call from the police. And she lives in a, what, $2 million house.
Mm-hmm,
she says,
mm-hmm.
I might be, you know, being relocated. I have to move. I might lose my house. She was all excited and all upset. So I was just like 5 minutes away from her. So I say, I cannot go forward anymore on High Five. So I took the first exit after God knows how long. And then we went to see her. And oh my gosh, the smoke, the it was just incredible. And my own prediction was taking place in my own eyes. So guess what? We've tried every single way. I called everybody trying to find out if 805 was open, if 8 was open, if the 15 was open. And of course, the radio did not give us much news, much good news, put it this way. So finally, I decided to take a chance and go back on 5 and take the 76 because it was so heavy. All the people were going away from San Diego. So both ways was just like bumper to bumper. We arrived at 15. I was going to go north, and then I was going to cab to Palm Springs to try to save some time. The 15 was closed. So we drove back. We took the 5. Then we had to drive all the way back to L.A., and then from L.A. take 10, and then from take the 10 back to Phoenix. So I arrived home. It was 8 o'clock at night. We left at 5:30 in the morning.
I know, it was unbelievable. Now let's talk about though some of your predictions. For example, were pretty darn close to what's happening now.
Well, actually, if you go on my website, and if you read the quatrain that I have there, it is more than clear of what he's saying, because I said that thousands of people would be forced to relocate. The
yes.
same scenario that when I gave you the date of the hurricane, the same type of energy took place and produced this disaster. Not also that Mars, which is called in Greek mythology the Lord of War, which is also the red planet of fire, is right now into the sign of Cancer. And Cancer is the sign that regulates the United States. So this Mars is not helping the situation, but it's all entirely and completely coming from the Dragon Stair. And I'm repeating what I told you in March, that is moving and already is void of course, which means it's already active, into the sign of Leo. Leo is a fire sign, and this is what is written on your website. Now, as far as my quatrain, this is what I wrote on the 21st. I wrote, nature to strike hard, new horizons following tragedy, match to fall, nothing made to last. Tears, pain, death, a new life for many. How more close can I be, George?
That's right. And there will be a new life, sadly, for many. They're going to have to relocate, Lewis.
Well, what is really interesting, and you know, I always listen to the news with a grain of salt. There is absolutely no doubt to me, George, and that you may not like what I'm going to say to you, and many people may not like it either, but I always go through my astrological findings. Most of those fires took place when they're supposed to take place, astrologically speaking, but the worst fire of the history of San Diego, taking place when the moon is in Pisces, which is a water sign, to me, clearly denunciates terrorism.
So you're going to go on that platform. You're going to take the terrorism angle.
Oh, there is a mixture of Mercury going retrograde. Again, remember, this is what I said on that show that Sunday. I said, right now we are going through a Mercury retrograde, which means the people of your past have to come back into your life. And this radio host didn't see me for 3 years, decided to call me, and I decided to go there because I haven't seen my friend forever in LA, so I decided to go physically. Mercury being retrograde, Mercury number is number 5. If number 5 is 1, 2, 3, 4, and the point in the middle is 5, which is a Mercury number. Mercury is called in Greek mythology the lord of communication and air, and rules the sign of Gemini. Mercury is represented in Greek mythology by a god who has wings on his heels. So when you're talking about the head of the dragon, the tail of the dragon, excuse me, which is very nefarious, very negative, and you combine with the energy of Mercury or Gemini, which is air, so you combine the air and fire together, it's very normal to have disastrous fire. And this is what I constantly said on that show, not knowing that I was actually predicting this nasty fire. So, but what really shocked me is when I looked deeper into my line of work and found out everything took place between Aquarius and most of all Pisces. And Pisces rules the Middle East and all the affairs ruled by the Middle East, including terrorism. And that's why I am 100% positive. You know, you cannot have a fire in Malibu where Gary is and then go all the way down to San Diego, you know, 100 and something miles down and have so many fire started at the same time. You know, it's okay if there was some lightning or things like that. you know, it's too obvious, but because Mercury is retrograde, people do not think clearly. Remember, Mercury regulates the thinking process, and when it goes backwards, you don't see clear. And even, as I said many times on your show, George, whales and dolphins and sharks who have their natural inborn computer, instead of going towards the open oceans, aim towards the beaches. So that tells you that communication is affected. People are going to do things to you. They are not thinking properly of the damage they could bring to themselves by acting without thinking. The mental process is going backwards. And this is why the Terrorism Act is not yet conceived, but it will come to light probably in a few days from today. You just mark my words.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I thought of it because of just the scope of this. To me, it's unusual that you would have major fires break out in two separate regions.
But this country is at war, George, you know as well as I do.
I know that.
And if they can take any chances to hurt the Americans or people or ladies here, they'll do it. And I am convinced it's a mixture of celestial manifestation, but it's also terrorist acts.
Well, Lewis, does it get any better? I mean, my God.
Well, you know what? As I said so many times in your show, the age of Pisces, the age of ignorance, the age of religion and deception and chemicals and drugs and abuse that has regimented this world for the last 2,000 years is coming to an end. The new age of Aquarius, which is perception, which is bringing people like you and I as a new breed of conscience to the world, and there will be some leaders in this field, and I believe you are one of those, and I am also doing my part with you and other people that endorse and support my work through the media. This age of Pisces is not going to go without a serious fight.
Let's look at the November. What's on store?
Well, I wrote down some dates for you. On the 30th, this is where reality will set for these people, because you know, the moon is still waxing. So even though that the fire are set to do some serious damage, there is more damage ahead, obviously. But the reality will set in around the 30th for a lot of people. So I'm expecting even more dramatic news, and that could be again anything when it comes to nature. So that is the 30th. Do you want me to keep going?
Yes, please.
You can also write down the 9th. This is where I believe more light will come up about those fire, and I believe the terrorism will be a possibility, or at least recognized as a possibility to this drama. Yeah, a lot of things will come to light.
And if it is, Lewis, would they ever tell us?
Well, they will not tell you now because, you know, there's a censure. Like, we don't want to scare the people. Mm-hmm. And then we don't want to think that, you know, some people are not doing their job properly and do not do the security that we're expecting or do not you know, what I'm trying to tell you is that it has to be kept secret for so many different reasons, put it this way. In November the 16th, this is where there will be, I see as always, when I said surprise or explosion, NASA or earthquakes news during those days. And remember, in my website, there are those dates, and there are a little bit more of explanation. November the 26th, the same type of energy that produced this disaster, including the hurricanes disaster, will be coming back. November 26th.
Okay.
December the 6th, again, there will be some crazy people doing some crazy things because the moon being Scorpio with steel mind instinct to kill. It's a nasty energy that always endorses support terrorism or the police or the secret services. The 13th, again, explosion, earthquakes, and finally December the 23rd, a day before Christmas. I wrote that Mother Earth will upset and take many lives again, because this is the same energy that the tsunami that we had in Asia, that energy will come back pretty much at the same time around Christmas.
Really? Okay.
Now, I apologize to sound really, really bad and giving you all these doom and gloom predictions, but as you know, people tend to react a little bit more to negativity, sad enough. And this is a cosmic code. This is an order. And the reason why we are so aware of all disasters, because time are changing so fast, and we have also the news media bringing it all too fast to us. But that's how it is.
Do you ever, though, make predictions of good things?
I only do that to my people. I mean, if I have somebody who wants to have a reading with me, I will make this person aware of the negative
everything.
Energy and the good energy. It's pretty much like you could see an earthquake or a tornado or a nasty fire as a window of negativity. As I always say, you cannot have an up without a down, a front without a back, God without a devil, a good without a bad. Life is made on those two forces. So being aware of when those windows are coming will allow you to avoid the problem. And look at me. I am, as I said, one of the best in terms of prediction without being an egocentric. And I got caught. I went to San Diego and tell the world not to travel. I tell the world that this Mercury window, the supernova window that I call.
And there you are, right in the middle of
everybody,
it.
And there I am. So that tells you that I am just exactly like you or any one of your listeners, suffering the energy of the cosmos, because there are things that you cannot, when you look at it, you cannot change. If the night's going to come up tomorrow night, and as tomorrow the sun will rise again. And that's what you have to keep in mind, because look, the aftermath. See how bad the financial situation of the United States is, especially with the real estate. Now, imagine when this entire area is going to be rebuilt. Look at this is why in my quatrain I said nothing is made to last. And everything is supposed to die, to rebuild. There is a lot of people who need work. There is a lot of things that must take place. The old has to go. The new has to come in. So that's going to be very worthwhile in the long run for the real estate area, for the real estate world, for all those people that will benefit from this disaster. And when you look at it, 500,000 people being relocated, 380 houses, I mean, I think 800 now, houses being lost.
I maybe mean, even up to 1,000, I think, the last number I saw.
This is a disaster for the people that are attached. But when you look at it, it is all karmic. These people may have bought the house after the full moon. They did not look a specific area of their chart. It's all about ignorance, and they're paying the price. But now to trace it correctly would take me years to find out why things happen. But I have a good understanding of why it happened. That Mercury retrograde has been nasty because it has stopped my dad and I to have a good day. But on the other hand, I got to see people I haven't seen forever. Even my ex-girlfriend gave me a bunch of stuff for my new bathroom that I'm building. You know, there is always something good about it. To me, it helps me to realize next time you know, to be more cautious at the same time, instead of going berserk and crazy and upset like all the people that were screaming on the highway and walking next to their car.
All right, hold on, Lewis. We're going to keep you for some phone calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And our guest is Dr. Lewis Turry. We're going to take your phone calls with him. He predicted heavy evacuations and all kinds of disasters. Right on again. With his website, drturi.com, D-R-T-U-R-I, you can get information about his work and his newsletters and several of his books, of course, including The Power of the Dragon. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie with Dr. Lewis Turry. And, Doctor, tell me about the newsletter that you have off your website. People can sign up for it.
The newsletter that I have? It's called Cosmic Code Newsletter.
Okay, hey, Lewis, we're going to call you right back, okay?
No problem.
Okay, we're going to call you back and get rid of that click. So, Tommy, do what you got to do and call Lewis back. And let's see if we can do that. Okay, he'll call you right back. We'll get that cleaned up. These strange clicking sounds. I think I've heard some of these clicks throughout the night. I've got to believe that it might have something to do with the Southern California fires. Make no mistake about it. It is not that close to where my network is, but something could be going on there. So we'll go right back to Lewis Turry. Lewis, let's see if we got you better there. Are you there?
Let me insert this real fast. Remember, Mercury rules communication, transportation, and it will always find a way to bug you, and it just did with us again. Just wanted to insert that.
Well, you may be right. Anyways, ask you about the newsletter.
Yeah, this newsletter is called the Cosmic Code Newsletter. It's a newsletter that that I generate, and it's something brand new. What I do in this Cosmic Code Newsletter is to give personal prediction, day-to-day guidance, and universal predictions. So this is quite a lot of work for me, obviously. As a matter of fact, I'm going to sign you up, and including Tom, George, so you can see what's going on and the type of work it generates for the masses out there, for your listeners. So that is called the Cosmic Code Newsletter, and you can sign up for my website. And, of course, my book, Moon Power, which 100,000 went out, by the way, is also available from your website, I believe, George, for free.
Yes.
Lex told me he was going to put the link out there. It's also available from my website.
The link is there. Yes, it is.
Okay.
To the phones we go. East of the Rockies, you're on with Dr. Turry. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Hi. My name is Sue, and I'm calling from northwestern Indiana.
Okay, Sue.
Hi. I'm wondering, with regards to my own personal life, I've been married for 20 years, and my husband has a lot of issues, and I have lived basically nothing but hell, and I'm wondering if it's ever going to improve or if it's pretty much a wash.
Well, first of all, let me have your date of birth, if I may.
Mine is 5/9/57.
Okay. I can only tell you through astropsychology what I detect with you, okay? You are going to be going through a lot of changes, and all those changes are enforced by the cosmic code or the universal order, put it this way. And you may be forced to completely and entirely turn a page as far as your home is concerned. I see a relocation. I don't know if you're moving, buying a house, relocating, or away, but I see a full restructure of your home life, including your career. So you need to be strong. You need to be to have faith and to never forget, really, that the future is a reincarnation of the thought. And regardless of what's happening to you, the universe has a better plan for you. That's why the party is over. The part that your husband had to play is kind of over, so to speak, and you're on for some new things. So just be strong and be prepared, because ultimately at the end, it's going to be a much better deal for you. Do I make sense?
Yes, but I also would like to know, so then, provided I, of course, move on, then there's a hope for me to find something better or whatever.
I can only tell you that you have the tail of the dragon in Taurus, which rules money and rules security. And karmically, you're forced to lose everything you own in life once and twice until you reach your dragon's head. And that is phenomenal if you manage to reach it. And there is so much you're not aware of, not having cosmic consciousness. So I can only suggest you to trust me to do a reading for you, and I will put you on the right path. Ignorance is evil, honey. That's all it is. Knowledge is power.
So I'm about to reach the dragon's head, you're saying?
You will reach the dragon's head, but first you have to lose everything. Have you ever lost anything in life or not before?
Yeah, a whole lot.
Yeah, no, sweetheart. I know. And it's happening one more time because you have that duality. But you should be confident because ultimately the universal code is bringing you towards your dragon's head. So be confident, but be ready to start everything new again. That's all I have to tell you. And that will take place probably in August.
All right, get ready for it. Wild card line, you're on with Dr. Lewis Turry. Hi there.
Hey, this is Joe. I'm calling you from Los Angeles.
Hi, Joe. I trust you are well out there?
Yes, I'm great. I'm in the inner city, so I'm okay, you know?
Okay.
All right. I need to ask a question concerning finances and maybe gold investments.
Okay, well, let me have your date of birth. What was that again?
3/23/70.
Okay. 3/23/1970. Let me look at the location of your dragon. You were born yourself with the dragon's head in Pisces. So obviously, like all dragons said in Pisces, you're very detail-oriented, you're very fussy, you're very picky, you're very organized. And the new dragon in the sign of Leo will be affecting your 6 hours of work and the 11th house of wishes and friends. I can only counsel you, my friend, to be ready to get some of your best wishes ever. And it's all surrounding electronics. I don't know if you are into electronics, but I see computers, electronics, and World Wide Web ahead of you, and a lot of traveling. Are you prepared for that?
Well, I haven't really done the traveling. I'm trying to see if I make a gold investment and it's going to pay off.
You heard me. Your wishes will be granted. Let me give you another tip, okay? Japan. That's all. That's all I can say on the air. I cannot get too deep into reading people when I'm on the air. So be prepared to travel, and I mentioned Japan, and be prepared to get some of your greatest wishes. And it will come in from computers, the World Wide Web, or the Internet. And this is how you're going to travel. And there is a lot of legality, a lot of contracts. Just be confident. Just take my words as is. Anything else, you will have to do a full life reading, and let me take care of the details. I cannot do this on the air.
All right, very good. Thank you. First-time caller line, you're up with us. Hello there.
Hi, this is Leah. It's from Las Vegas. How are you?
Hey, Leah.
Good.
Hello, Leah. Thank you.
I've been trying to contact you, George, since yesterday. How are you, though?
Oh, I'm
well.
Okay. I want to say that people should turn to the Bible and ask their questions to the Lord and ask them, you know, ask him to tell the future. I mean, you have this guy on here telling everybody about this and that, but they should ask God. I'm a true believer of him, and I am gifted as well.
And so do I, honey. But never forget that God created the stars and the heavens for signs. That's what the Bible said.
I understand that, but I'm gifted as well. This is just like you. I have an analytical mind, and I have an enormous amount of appetite for answers of hidden truths.
Of course. Yeah, you're curious, and that's the secret.
You have to seek the Lord to find that.
And right. So were you born in October? What month were you born?
I was born August 13, 1970.
All right. Like all Leos. Like all Leos, you
people
suffer.
People need to know out there in the world that this world is coming to an end for real.
No. This is the apocalyptic teaching.
Hold on.
It is not, honey. Like all Leos, you suffer a subconscious fear of death and disease.
They need to wake up.
Yeah, okay.
God.
All Leos have that natural fear.
They need to seek God as their higher power, not the cosmic code. They need to seek God as their higher power.
I do understand, and I seek God every single day.
To listen to that the land...
Oh my gosh. Like all Leos, she suffers a subconscious fear of death and disease, and obviously she's a little bit insecure. But I do believe in God because we all were made in the image of God, and we all have the power inside ourselves to create our reality.
Maybe sometimes, too, Lewis, people get upset because most of the predictions are doom and gloom.
Well, yes, and that obviously steer her the wrong way. I understand that, and I can respect that. But however, you have rules in this world. When you see the red light in the street, you have to know that you got to stop to be safe. And if you go at night, you have to have headlights. You cannot go in the dark or behave like an ostrich sticking your head in the ground because you have fears. Okay, it's important to know the laws of the divine, because those laws will allow you to keep better control of yourself in difficult situations. You got to understand when Mercury is retrograde and things don't go your way, instead of fighting, just back off, take it easy, and redirect your energy on a different time and a better when it's more appropriate. Don't take a nasty decision. Don't make decision that you could regret later. But if you do not know, you're going to go to every single red light in the street. You're going to ignore every single law written by men, and you're going to hurt yourself because you do not see the light or the divine. Doesn't mean those laws don't exist. I can't perceive those laws. This is why when I see a very strong disaster such as the tsunami in Asia, and I wrote it in my book, trying to advise the world to be very careful not to go to the water. Because you know my story. I was supposed to go there. I'd be on that beach in Phuket in Thailand on that very day. I did not go, and I saved my butt. Sorry, my French.
Well, one of the few times it worked too, right? In terms of, I mean, here you were. You went to San Diego.
Yes, I did.
So you were lucky.
Yes, and this is why I knew when I understood, when I realized this was a nasty, nasty window. I turned around instead of doing like everybody trying to take over and trying to go. I said, no, that's it. I'm on my way back. I am not staying here. I get off the highway, talk to my ex-girlfriend, got a few stuff from her house, and then move back to LA and back to Phoenix. I didn't insist.
You had to.
East of the was very red.
East of the Rockies, you're on with Dr. T. Hi there.
Hello. A question. Something happened to me at the end of the summer. I went on a camping trip, met someone, had a very strong connection with this person. Went on another trip. They invited me on their vacation. A little tension. And I did something really stupid Sunday. I sent a couple of emails. They promised they would delete them without reading them. I don't know if they've done that yet. I'm swimming here. I don't know if they're still not feeling a spark, but I'm feeling this is the person that I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with. And I just would like to know what you see, if that is what you do.
Well, again, you can only relate to that person because of your education, your intelligence, and your stars, so to speak. And it takes two to tango. In order for me to do a very precise comparison chart, especially when your heart is involved or your wallet is involved, you need to invest more time. This is more of an entertaining time as far as reading is concerned. I'm very, very serious and very committed to give you the best.
And that demands a study. Do you just see anything going forward here? I mean,
well, you seem to be pretty insecure. I have your honor, understanding of your honor situation, and I would listen to my intuition in this case, and back off, because you had a signal from the universe, obviously, that is not exactly the right way to go. So maybe you want to use, as I said, your rationale and your logic, if you can do it, because in situations such as yours, emotions always override your logic. But, be objective, think it over, and if you need really serious help, then get in touch with me, and then we'll do the work. I don't want to give you wrong information or something that, if I cannot endorse it, I won't say it, and your situations demand much more work, because your heart, and probably your money is also involved.
Very good, thanks.
Let's do it the right way.
Take a few more calls, and we're out of time. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hello there. You there?
Hi.
Yeah.
My name's Dee. I'm calling from Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Okay, Dee.
And starting exactly a year ago, I have had nothing but loss of employment.
What month were you born, honey?
March.
Yeah, you're a Pisces. The dragon's head is still in Pisces. The tail is on your seventh house, which means the way you face the world, the people that come into your life. And a lot of Pisces had to go through divorce, through restructure. When you have the head and the tail of the dragon on your sign, you're turning a very serious page. I would suggest you to download my book. It's free. And read all that I wrote about Pisces and all the drama that you went through and apply your will. Because this dragon is going to relieve you, I think, on the 16th of December for sure. So you need to let go now and to realize that you had to go through some karmic work. Don't swim downstream. You're a Pisces. You're very emotional. You're very sensitive. Swim upstream. Believe in yourself. Believe in the Creator. Believe in the future. Remember, the future is the reincarnation of the thought. And as you stand now, the entire world is very negative and everything is very negative. And we are just endorsing and promoting and creating our own misery. That's why I'm trying to make people aware that if I talk negatively, I do not promote it, I don't endorse it. You cannot blame me for all the fire and all the tsunami and all the tornado that I'm constantly predicting. It's just the way it is. It's part of our psyche, it's part of our curse, it's part of being a human, and it's part of the human experience. In your case, swim upstream, be positive. The tail and the head of the dragon will be removed from Pisces very soon now, okay? The worst is gone.
I thought I was an Aries.
You were born in a constellation of Pisces. Your sun sign is in Aries. You were born at the end of March, probably. Remember, I practice Nostradamus astrology. I don't practice modern astrology. Check
my
website.
Thank you so much.
You're surely welcome, honey. By the way, when it comes to Nostradamus, George, the last book of Nostradamus, if you remember that, I did that TV show, the segment will be coming up on the History Channel on October 28th at 9 p.m.
Well, that's only in a few days, then.
That's correct. So I was lucky enough to be invited there. You know how it is. I could be there a few seconds or a few minutes. I don't know. But I'm lucky because they have a lot of people, and I know I am part of the movie.
All right, very good. Let's take one more call very quickly. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. You still with us? Well, I guess we were going to go quickly, but we won't go that quickly. How about one more quick one over here? Wildcard line, you with us?
Hello?
Yep, go ahead, please.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Quick, honey.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, I've had a really hard year, and ovarian cancer.
And what month were you born? Answer me, please.
I'm sorry?
What month were you born?
In March.
Yeah, you see, I'm not a Pisces. Okay, that tells you mathematically that I know what I'm talking about. So if you have a little bit of a common sense, you should understand and trust my work. All Pisces went through hell. Okay, now you may be a Cancer, you may be an Aries, you may be a Leo. If you have the moon in Pisces, if you have a rising in Pisces, if you have a head or a tail in Pisces, you're going to be going through hell. That's just the start. Download my book, Moon Power, and read the forecast for Pisces. You're going to be liberated from that tail and the head of the dragon in your sign in December 2007. And then the new dragon is going to be moving in Leo Aquarius. So be ready for a lot of action in Iran. And by the way, there we are. We're going to go there sometimes, okay, and be ready for more fire and a lot of difficulties with children, because the tail of the dragon in Leo is aiming for the kids next year.
And it's going to happen. Lewis, we're out of time.
Absolutely. Again,
thank you again,
so
my friend. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Dr. Lewis Turi, go to his website, drturi.com. Read those dates. He's got them listed all over the place. For Wayne Roberts, Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Ross Mitchell, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.